It's like the world just begins to be filled with life. Usually we're in our waders, which means we're down in the water. You hear as the bullfrogs start to croak and as the light starts to reach over the horizon, it's just a great experience I can't replicate. It's really a thrill for me every time I go out.
You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to be silent and see the woods come alive, the marsh, to hear the bird life start to flit. To be able to share the experience with my son is particularly wonderful. To see the lights come on for him, you know, and for us to be able to share those moments.
You were telling me that you can only shoot ducks when they're in flight.
Right. Ben's quick about saying this, that it's unethical. Not illegal, but unethical to shoot a duck that's sitting on the water. A sitting duck's an unfair target. Believe me, they're plenty good adversary and a tough target to hit when they're on the move. They do not exactly announce their arrival. They fly very quickly. You have to anticipate their movement, their direction. There are a lot of techniques for that, but at the moment, a lot goes through your mind at one time.
So it's really a fair fight.
Yeah, it's a couple-pound bird moving about 45 miles an hour, and your eyes are trying to track it with barely any light, so I think it's pretty even out.
It must have been exciting when you bagged your first duck, Ben.
Definitely. When I pulled my first duck, it was, I think my second. I didn't even get a duck my first season. Or no, I did, but it was what's called a coot. It's kind of like a marsh hen, so we don't really qualify it as a duck. I did pull my first bird at the beginning of my second season. It was a Drake ringneck. We missed two on a flyby that were high above, and then, well, no, my dad got one, and as he was going out to retrieve him, a single came in with his butt up and his feet out, and I knew he was coming. I tracked him all the way in. I sighted him, and I just pulled the trigger. It was just an exhilarating experience, something I'll memorize for the rest of my life.
Was it edible?
It was edible. We ate it. It was pretty good. I think we had it. Couple nights later, there's actually a lot of work outside of just killing the duck. It depends on what kind of duck it is. Some ducks pluck better than others. Sometimes you can just skin them, just rip off, or sometimes you have to go at it for up to an hour just to get like four or five ducks done.
Sounds like you've done that. You have to, right? If you're going to be a hunter.
Yes, ma'am. It's one of the withdrawals. Very few. Enjoying this time with my dad every morning.
How do you cook duck then?
It depends on who we're eating it with. Sometimes dad and I will just bare bone grow it up and just eat it. Or sometimes we'll wrap it in bacon and then we'll put it in the oven. That's pretty good. Or we'll marinate duck breast and then we'll take the duck breast and we'll usually just grill it and that's it.
I've heard that coots are actually pretty good too.
I think that there are some people that do take coots. We prefer not to. We keep our duck hunting to the true ducks, we think. Ducks like fish. All fish don't taste the same. All ducks don't taste the same. Ben smiles real strong on the ringneck. They're not the best tasting duck, but when it's your duck, it's like coming from your garden. It's the best you ever had.
So how many months, weeks, and days until duck hunting season, Ben?
I believe it's going to be 6 months.
Do you guys drive out there during the off season and just look out of the marsh and think about when you're going to be out there again, Ben?
Absolutely. We drive out there a lot, especially if we're heading out to where my grandparents live in Auburndale and Lakeland. We pass by, memories flood, some good times come back. Just can't wait till season starts.